Sandy Berger, former National Security Advisor to President Clinton, stepped down today as an advisor to John Kerry's presidential campaign. Berger is under investigation by the FBI for taking classified documents from the National Archives. Although Berger says he took the papers by mistake and has not been charged with a crime, Republican House leaders and senators expressed outrage today. NPR's David Wellna joins us now from the Capitol. And David, first a little background about what these documents are that are in question and why Sandy Berger was looking at them.
Well, Melissa, Berger was asked by former President Clinton to review terrorism-related documents from his administration that were to be handed over to the 9/11 Commission, and Berger has acknowledged that a copy of one of those documents, apparently it was a draft of an after-action report that the 9/11 Commission did end up getting anyway, went missing after he took it home from the National Archives, something he's not supposed to do. And employees there said they'd noticed that Berger was stuffing notes into his clothing at the archives before leaving the building last October. And they alerted authorities, and that's what set off the criminal inquiry.
And these were notes that he had written himself as he was reviewing the documents at the National Archives?
Apparently they were, and he turned over all the notes that he had to the FBI. However, there's some that he can't account for, and he says he must have thrown them away.
David, this investigation has been underway for several months now. Why is this all becoming public now?
Well, somebody told the Associated Press about the FBI probe last night, and many Democrats and some Republicans have pointed out that the timing is interesting because, of course, the 9/11 Commission report is coming out on Thursday, and Berger was looking at these documents in part to prepare to testify before that commission. Today, Vice President Cheney came up to the Hill, and he had a private lunch with Republican senators, and after that lunch, two of those Republican senators came out to speak to reporters.
And what did they say?
Well, one of them, Oregon Republican Gordon Smith, sought to link the missing documents with the Kerry campaign, which Berger's been serving this year as an informal advisor. And Smith noted that right after the documents were taken, Kerry held a press conference during which he attacked President Bush on the issue of port security, an issue that Smith said the missing documents had also dealt with. And then Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss added that he hoped the Kerry campaign would disavow any connection with Sandy Berger and come forward with any legal or illegal documents he may have presented the Kerry campaign. Well, it was after that, after Chambliss made that demand, that Berger formally stepped aside from his informal role as a Kerry campaign advisor until this document matter gets cleared up. And his lawyer said that Berger didn't want any issues surrounding the 9/11 Commission to be used for what he called partisan purposes. And then Kerry himself issued a statement saying he respected Berger's decision and he called him a friend who tirelessly served the nation. And a Kerry spokesman denied that any of the missing documents had ever been given to the campaign, and he pointed out that Kerry's actually been talking about port security for years now and that the Republican senators seem to be trying to stir up a tempest in a teapot, as he put it.
Now throw into all of this a letter today from the Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert.
Right. Speaker Hastert put the letter out just as Vice President Cheney was arriving at the Capitol to meet with Republican senators. And Hastert did not make any connection to the Kerry campaign, but he did pose a series of questions asking whether the information in the missing documents was so embarrassing that, in his words, a man with decades of experience in handling classified documents would risk being caught pilfering our nation's most sensitive documents. And Hastert also asked whether something sinister was going on, such as an attempt by Berger to rewrite history and keep key information from the 9/11 Commission. And then Hastert seemed to be borrowing the kind of rhetoric that we've been hearing from congressional Democrats lately when he declared that the 9/11 families don't want cover-ups when it comes to the war on terror. They want the truth.
NPR's David Wellna on Capitol Hill. David, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome, Melissa.